May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I thought I'd come down here and talk to you a bit more. Now, we were talking before the service, weren't we, about my becoming a bishop. I had to go to Buckingham Palace to swear homage to the Queen. And I was worried what sort of questions Her Majesty would ask me. But what she really wanted to know was about my connection with a worldwide organization called L'Arche, which is French for Ark, founded by an astonishing man called Jean Vanier. And I said, oh, ma'am, do you know Jean Vanier? He goes, oh, yes, I know Jacques Vanier, because he'd been a midshipman on the ship that took her and Prince Philip on their honeymoon. But Jean Vanier, he died recently. It was his funeral last week. And I was unable to go for various reasons. But this was someone who was a great theologian and philosopher, a man who mixed with queens and presidents and popes. And yet the heart of his life was spent living simply in community with people who were disabled in some way, mostly people living with intellectual disability. And around the world now, there are 135 communities in 42 countries which are celebrating the commandment to love, which we heard about in our gospel reading just now. Jesus tells us in that gospel reading that he's going away from us, that he'll be soon not be visible. He'll be through his cross and resurrection and his rising again. He'll go into heaven ahead of us and clear the way for us to be part of this new way of loving. Now, Luca, what makes you laugh?
Funny jokes.
Jokes? Yeah. Do you laugh at your own jokes? Sadly, you do. Okay. Anybody else? What makes you laugh?
Just about anything.
Just about anything. That's very good. What sorts of things make you cry? Oh, because big boys don't cry, do they? But if you were to cry, what sort of things would make you cry? Maybe I'll ask Dr. Maxwell. What things make you cry?
Your cat died.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
Some years ago.
Oh, right. Still makes you cry. The thing is that laughter and tears too are some of the currency of love. That if we are to take love seriously, and if you, as those to be confirmed today, are people who are taking love seriously, this covenant to live this way of love in a new way, then you have to take seriously not only how contagious love is, but only because we give ourselves to it. Now, you've been spending time together in preparation for confirmation, and you've formed, in a way, a kind of community. You'll remember who you were confirmed with, I hope. But as you remember this, think about the ways in which you live the currency of love, both in the joy and also the sadness of letting go. And in the ways in which you think about showing love, we talked about, you raised the question about how we know having deep experiences of God. And some of that is an experience of love in the quiet of prayer and reflection and the worship like we've gathered in this beautiful place for today. But some of that expression of love is very practical. It's about remembering to write to Granny and remembering to tell the people that you love them from time to time. My grandfather was married to my grandmother for over 50 years, and my grandmother said, "Do you still love me?" And he said, "What do you mean, do I still love you?" So she said, "Well, you haven't told me for a while." So he said, "If I change my mind, I'll let you know." It's really important that as you embark on your Christian calling this way, that this is not something that makes you so heavenly minded that you're no earthly use. This is about being heavenly minded so that you can be of earthly use in the way in which you are a person committed to this commandment to love. And it applies to all of us, all of you, all of, and to me too, about how we seek to be that kind of network or movement. That what Jesus called his friends to be was to be a community living the fullness of his love, and for that love to be for everybody. I don't know about, when you're allowed out, you go around Cambridge, you'll see a significant number of homeless people in Cambridge. And I'm not suggesting that without an accompanying adult you should go up to any of these, mostly men, but one of the things that those homeless people are crying out for on our streets is simply for somebody to pay them attention, to buy a chew for their dog. And that paying of attention, that making sure that everybody is included, is what Peter had to be reminded of in our reading from Acts this morning, that Peter, for all of his understanding of the purpose of Jesus, he still thought this was just for the Jews. And as happened several times in the gospel, he needs to be reminded at least three times that what love does is always expand. When I was a parish priest, I had a parishioner whose daughter was getting married. And he was getting more and more grumpy as the time was getting closer to the wedding, until his daughter said, "Daddy, I think you're worried that if, because I'm marrying Philip, that I'll love you less. But actually, because I love Philip, I can love you more, because love breeds love." And that's the message for us today, that when any of us try and restrict love or exclude people from love and loving, God is always breaking those barriers down and saying, no, no, the network, the movement of love is ever expanding. And that paying of attention, coming back to Jean Vanier, for all the great people he knew, for Jean, paying attention to every person, no matter what their gifts or abilities might be, was the sum. Now, do any of you have people you don't like? Do any of you know people you don't like? Although these are all innocent. Any of you boys over here, anyone you don't like? Can you think of anybody you don't like? Oh, there must be. Surely there must be. What about you grown-ups? Are there people you don't like? You can think of them. I can see on your faces you're thinking of somebody. But the point is that paying attention, the revolutionary thing about God's love is we don't have to like everybody. Of course we don't. But that in paying attention, we are an agent of God in the paying of attention to people, even those whom we don't like, for them to know the fullness of life that we are called to. So like Noah asking about deep experiences of God, the key thing today, for those of you being confirmed, is to know and to rest in the deep and profound love of God, but to give it practical application every day. At the end of this service, you're going to be given a candle. We're going to take those lighted candles outside into the cloister, to be reminded that you are called today to be lights for Jesus in the world, to be people who make a difference, who change the world by changing the world for one person every day. Amen.